It's 10:40, 20 minutes before 11 o'clock. We're at Magic 102.1. And coming up next, we're going to have a young lady that's going to make you real, real proud. Zaria Simone Middleton. She's 9 years old. Good morning, Zaria. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Yeah, look like you got up a little early today. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, your mother said you got to get up. You're going to lose an hour of sleep. Did you eat breakfast?
Well, I had orange juice, fruit, and water.
Okay. Well, that'll give you some energy to really get excited about this poem you're going to share with us. So tell us about how did you happen to... Where do you go to school?
Oh, I go to school at Texas Virtual Academy Charter School.
Texas Virtual Academy. Okay, that's an interesting name there. And how long have you been going there?
This is my second year.
Okay, well, hey, how did you happen to write a poem for Women's History Month?
Well, my children's director at my church asked me to do a speech at a women's breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I didn't write the whole thing. Mm-hmm. My mom, she was one of the main writers, but I critiqued and, you know, added my own transitions and things.
Well, that's great. Well, good thing. Thank goodness for moms like yours, huh? They help you with this thing. But it sounds like, well, I've heard you perform it before, and you really sound great doing it. Are you ready to share that poem with us at this time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let's go. Okay.
In honor of Women's History Month, I shall recite an adapted poem by Maya Angelou to honor several women who are considered by most to be tenacious trailblazers and beacons of inspiration for many. These women are still positively impacting the annals of American and world history as they use imagination and innovation to produce extraordinary achievements in business, technology, science, politics, mathematics, spiritual growth and development, and family unity. These courageous and capable women, both young and seasoned, like us in Zynga, continue to rise in importance and influence as they trailblaze the path before us. Still I Rise by Maya Angelou, celebrated poet, author, activist, and educator. You may write me down in history, your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. You rise, Kathy Hughes, founder of TV One and Radio One, Inc., the largest radio broadcasting network in the United States. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides. Just like hopes springing high, still I'll rise. Oprah Winfrey, philanthropist, media mogul, and one of the richest and most powerful and influential people in America. Dr. Mae Jameson Rose, physician, professor, and first African-American female astronaut to go into space. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard? 'Cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness. But still, like air, I'll rise. History-making Sonia Sotomayor, lawyer and the first Latino U.S. Supreme Court justice, and Sheila Jackson Lee, mother, lawyer, and member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Out of the huts of history shame, I rise. Deborah Lee Rose, successful businesswoman, chairwoman, and CEO of Black Entertainment Television. And Kay Bailey Hutchison, former U.S. Senator, public servant, wife, mother, and lawyer. from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. Dodie Osteen, mother, author, speaker, and cancer survivor. Ursula Burns, CEO and chairwoman of Xerox Company. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Mia Wright, wife, mother, pastor, and motivational speaker, as well as Melanie Lawson, journalist, reporter, and eyewitness anchorwoman. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Pastor Suzette Turner Caldwell, wife, mother, prayer warrior, author, director, and entrepreneur. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise. Karen Bass, current U.S. representative, and first black woman to hold the position of speaker in any state assembly. Asha Rose Mugiro-Rhodes, currently one of the highest-ranked black women in the United Nations. You rise, Michelle LaVon Obama, mother, lawyer, public servant, and the first African-American first lady and wife of the 44th president of the United States, President Barack Hussein Obama. You rise, Dawn Huffsprung, Marion Jacobs, Vicki Lee, Rachel DeVino, Vicki Soto, and other unsung heroes and survivors of the Sandy Hook Elementary School tragedy. You rise, sisters. You rise, aunties. You rise, grandmothers. You rise, mothers. You rise, all women of the world. In closing, some historians label President Abraham Lincoln as the Great Emancipator because of the famed Emancipation Proclamation of 1863. But I am, with this glorious truth, this life-changing word, because of our Lord and Savior's work on the cross, because Christ has risen, because we are in Christ, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed, because Jesus is the only legitimate emancipator, still I rise, you rise, we rise. I am Zaria Simone Middleton, sixth grader, future veterinarian, and fashion designer. I rise.
Wow, that was wonderful. Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
Well, because you're actually 11 years old, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say 9, but yeah, but you're still, that's great for 11 years old. And you've got two proud parents just beaming here. Good morning. You're Simone.
Yes,
and,
good morning.
And Michael.
Good morning.
Wow, how'd you raise such a talented young lady?
A lot of prayer and help from the Lord and then partnering with one another.
Yeah, she's doing real well. And how's she doing in school?
Excellent, straight A student, of course.
Wow.
And with accolades to go with it.
Yep. Wow. Well, hey, well, we want to thank you for continuing to do what you do. And what kind of work do the two of you do? Are you in the education arena?
I'm a home educator.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been homeschooling for several years. And then, as she stated, in the last 2 years, we've been doing a Texas Virtual Academy, which is school online, but we do it at home.
Oh,
yeah. That's... And Mike.
And so I'm in energy. I do all kinds of stuff, okay, including being her science instructor at home and all kinds of physical experiments.
Wow, that is fantastic. That you can't do better than that. So have you ever blown up anything? You know,
Zari has made lots of interesting
the smoke running through the house. You know,
yes, but I'm embarrassed to say.
But hey, I want to thank both of you very, very much. All three of you, as a matter of fact, for being a part of the program. Zaria of Simone Middleton, 11 years old. Also, Simone and Michael, thank you so much for being a part of the program this morning and sharing what you're continuing to create.
Good.
And the contributions you're making to the community. I think she's going to be famous one day. Now, you're going to be a veterinarian or a heart surgeon? Which one was it?
Veterinary.
Okay, I need to listen more closely, right?
Okay. Thank you very much for having us. We appreciate
thank you.
You.